Support comes from Caddis Collaborative, architects who consider community, sustainability, and carbon neutrality at every phase of design and construction. More information at caddispc.com.
Support comes from the Pro Musica Colorado Chamber Orchestra. The orchestra presents A Season of Hope, Healing, and Inspiration, which features an array of classics and works by BIPOC, women, and LGBTQ+ composers. Begins October 7th and continues throughout the fall, winter, and spring. Details can be found at promusicacolorado.org.
And good evening. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm Chris Moore. I've been gone all summer and happy to be back and happy to be hosting Opera Box for the next hour and then a Classic Monday for the next 2 hours after that from 7 till 9 p.m. So kick back, relax, enjoy some great classical music between now and midnight because Present Edge is classical music of our century and our time. So that's something you also want to be, I think, taking an interest in as well. KGNU is a proud media sponsor of Bike to Work Day and will provide a breakfast station in the front yard of our Boulder location at 4700 Walnut Street on Wednesday, September 22nd, a couple days from now, from 7 to 9 a.m. So do stop by. We look forward to seeing you. So our Opera Box, you know, it's a one-hour program, and operas are typically, what, 2, 3 hours, 5 hours if it's Wagner. So I can't always play, usually, unless it's a one-act opera, I can't play an entire work. But I'm going to play an entire third act of a lesser-known opera today. When you go back to the Baroque and early classical era, the mid-18th century, there was a lot of activity happening in Italy, of course, and in France, of course, and then secondarily in England, that was kind of picking up as well. But in Berlin, not so much. The Muses were silenced for 27 years under the reign of the soldier king Friedrich Wilhelm I. He had a big army and not much support of the arts at all. Crown Prince Frederick, his unhappy youth under the ruthless disciplinary rod of his father, is common knowledge. He wanted Mars and the Muses, and so his small band, camouflaged as lackeys for musical entertainments, which, as the flutist Quantz later wrote in his autobiography, by 1740 in Ruppin and Rheinsberg was already competent enough to attract every composer and concert performer to do him proud, formed the matrix of the future court opera orchestra, and the composer Karl Heinrich Graun, invited from Brunswick in 1735, and expecting an imminent appointment as court Kapellmeister in the Rheinsberg. So that's the background under which the opera we're going to hear tonight was created in almost a vacuum of 27 years that was now just being filled. So in 1740, Frederick succeeded to the throne and commissioned the architect and painter George Wenceslaus von Knoppelsdorff, another member of the Rheinsberg Circle, to build an opera house on the site of the former military fortifications on the outskirts of Berlin. The result was that the inaugural production took place before it was finished. The scaffolding was still standing. The facade facing the street had not even begun. And in 1742, a dazzlingly brilliant festive event was taking place before it should have. Nothing was spared in the lavishness of the stage sets, though. The opera presented was the drama Cleopatra and Caesar, the story of the Roman Emperor Julius Caesar and his love affair with Cleopatra, Queen of Egypt, written by the court poet Bottolieri with music by Graun. "Our singers are much better than they were last year," Frederick wrote the next day to his sister, "and the ballet is as good as any in Europe." Well, he couldn't be very objective about that. But Cleopatra and Caesar was the first of a series of operas where Frederick was encouraging a more or less idealized depiction of himself and the hero and the purpose of bringing home his ideas and ideals to subjects through the medium of opera. Caesar's words in Act 2, Scene 13, "Only the desire for the fame I seek drew me to Egypt," could, with very little alteration, have come from Frederick himself. In Graun's opera, Caesar vacillates between duty and passion, between statecraft and his love for Cleopatra. This conflict between rationitio, or reason, and passion, was one of the fundamental elements of the plots of Opera Seria, a play on love and power. Frederick probably identified with the magnanimity of the hero towards his enemies. At the end of the opera, Bottarelli and Grand cause Caesar to exercise the mercy in which the princely patron of the Baroque opera wished to see himself reflected. Cleopatra and Caesar belongs to the type of opera seria that was called the opera of forgiveness. References to the person of the prince are also recognizable in the opening and closing choruses. Frederick had his opera house built at a time when efforts to oppose the ubiquitous Italian opera with an independent German opera form had long since been abandoned. It is understandable, then, that he should have seen its great model in the opera seria, though as a 16-year-old youth he had received the decisive artistic impressions of the Dresden opera. Cleopatra and Caesar inaugurated a late blossoming of this art form. Let's hear the Concerto Kern and René Jacobs in the third act of Cleopatra and Caesar of C.H. Gron, Janet Williams, Iris Vermilion, Lynn Dawson, and Robert Gamble on KGNU's Opera Box.
Oh, adesso è giunto l'ultimo di per me, l'ultimo punto. A destino miglior serva la vita, parto, ma con la speme di conservare a te la vita e il regno, di buon vassallo il mio pensiero è degno.
Meglio incontrò la morte che tenerla un istante, se le nostre cadute scritte hai già la sorte, ad onda dei destin moriamo forte.
Son prigionier, ma in libertà mi resta, e costanza e valor. E la mia sorte, crudel per quanto sia, non è maggior della costanza mia.
Saprà forse il mio morir.
ladro, ma ad arregnante. Nell'amor del mio sembiante potrà
condurti volea con questa speme prigioniera il tempo. Il foglio che al senato inviar doveo per dei ne so come impugnar.
Rivir, amico, ecco il foglio fatal, lo ricevei dalla regina, ella lo lesse frene, tu le parla per me, dite in segno del mio sincero amor, l'aspetto adesso nella sala real. Ove rispetto di Roma e dell'Egitto mia consorte sarà.
Fata l'affetto delle barbare sempre provar cittadini, e pur la legge d'amicizia e di fe che ti giurai senza contrasto a secondarmi chiama quello che il tuo pensier dispone o brama.
Voi ben sapete o lumi che colpevole non so, eppur sembro un empio e un infede, e questo Dio il più ingiusto crudel tormento mio.
Sarà, né più trovare la regina possio, dove conduce un cieco affetto, appena in Cesare trovar posso l'eroe, dopo che sente amor. Ma vien a stelle, è bella ancor sdegnata. Ma se pur vero, bella regina, che finora amasti in Cesare il tuo ben, credimi, a torto adesso lo condanni, ignoti l'alma sua sono gli inganni.
Più non riguardo in lui che un vile oggetto del mio furor.
Ma troppo sei facile a sospettar, Cesare mai d'ingannarti pensò. Vuole soltanto delurre il senato. Gli stessi nomi in testimonio chiamo dell'innocenza sua.
Chi ascolto, uccelli, forse vero sarà.
Tama, vedi sposo ti conferma la fede. In quest'ora medesma i vuose bravi. Stringere la tua mano.
Dell'amor mio prova evidente sia, non rifiutare l'offerta che mi fa.
Oh, quanto in cuor di donna un sospetto può mai. Cambia l'amore in odio facilmente, e con ragione dubitò Cleopatra. Ah, che la frode fortunata non è, deve un regnante che stima far onore portar la verità sempre nel cuore.
Thank you. fermo, e superbo, e leggi, a me star vuol buono.
Thank you.
Il mio sposa ora t'onori.
Il mondo.